USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve has decided to raise its benchmark interest rate.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point, bringing the target range to 2.25 to 2.5%. And we're continuing the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet, which plays an important role in firming the stance of monetary policy.
Federal Chair Jerome Powell, though Powell warned of the potential for, quote, another unusual large increase in the future, he added that as the stance of monetary policy tightens further, it likely will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases while, quote, we assess how our cumulative policy adjustments are affecting the economy and inflation, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden has tested negative.
Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, announced President Biden has twice tested negative for coronavirus and will discontinue the strict isolation measures. Biden will continue to wear a mask for 10 days when he's around others. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing. The practice is commonly referred to as congestion pricing. In New York, motorists entering Manhattan below 60th Street would be charged a toll electronically. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Justice Department said it has been granted a new search warrant to look at the contents of John Eastman's phone, including emails and text messages. The department seized Eastman's phone last month, after which the former attorney for ex-President Donald Trump tried to block investigators from examining its contents. The Justice Department has been collecting evidence related to Eastman's effort to overturn the 2020 election and pressure Republican-led state legislators. Any person serving a felony sentence in North Carolina outside of jail can now register to vote. This is a change which will impact more than 56,000 people. The decision, which was announced by the State Board of Elections, follows an appeals court ruling overturning a 1973 law that prohibited convicted felons from registering to vote while on probation or post-release supervision. Tony Dow, best known for playing Wally Cleaver on the iconic television show Leave It to Beaver, has died following a recent cancer diagnosis. His family and representatives have confirmed the actor was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.